What you missed on the Robin Holly Show.
We have those Chase Rice tickets coming up before 4 o'clock, and we also told you Shania Twain making some bold statements about the state of country music right now.
Yeah, she's being very sassy.
She says she's bored of today's country music.
And why?
And she told E! News we have too much.
Too much.
What? Too much of the sameness right now.
Oh, sameness.
Sameness.
Oh.
She says, I'm a little bored of it. I want to pick it up. The only way to do that is to be proactive.
All right. So we're going to get new music from Shania. That's what I'm hearing.
Is that what this means?
I don't know. But when I saw her at Little Caesars Arena, it was a really good show.
I would agree.
I liked it.
But she could have been saying this just to promote her new show on USA Network, Real Country. It was just a shameless plug.
Sassy. Yeah.
Coming up.
Well, it's been a rough week for some news about all these bars closing down. Yeah. You know, you had Chili's Chili, first of all, closed on Saturday.
And now they just announced Hard Rock Cafe.
So now we're wondering, what do you think should replace those bars, either one, Hard Rock or Chili's Chili? Hello?
Hey, this is Judy. I think you ought to replace that with a Luke Bryant restaurant.
Bryant restaurant.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too. After I saw him in concert, oh, my God, that guy could put his boots underneath my bed anytime.
Isn't he a little young for you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say he had to do anything. I said he could put his boots underneath my bed.
Well, I don't know what you're alluding to there. That was
I know that. I told my granddaughter that, and she said, Nana, please.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a couple of places closed down in Detroit. First, you had Chili's Chili. Now news of Hard Rock closing down.
And this is difficult, but we'd like to think positive, and we like to think, well, like, what could go there?
Yeah, what's going to replace these places, one or the other? What do you think, Jody?
Bud Rockers.
I guess there's only one, like, on
Sterling Heights, on Van Dyke.
Van Dyke and 17,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there used to be one in the parking lot of the Fairlane Mall. Then they did, like, a to-go one inside the mall. And, yeah, they closed them all up.
Well, if those got closed down, I don't know how well it's going to do downtown.
I want, like, a bounce house or something.
Is that what you want?
Can we get a bounce house or, like, a trampoline or...
Bounce house with a bar.
Ooh. Oh, now you're talking.
Now we're onto something.
Now you're talking.
$1 million ideas over here. Or $1 million lawsuits. 313-298-1999. We do have the brand new album from Eric Church for you right now.
Oh, and we're going to give it to you.
It's called Desperate Man. Just be caller number 19. And we're also still talking about what is going to replace both Chili's Chili and Hard Rock Cafe. We learned they're both closing down. So, Bob, what do you think should be a replacement?
They should put a microbrewery in there, the Detroit Microbrewery.
Oh.
Is there already a Detroit Microbrewery? Are you coming up with, is that your new brewery?
That's a new brewery.
Are we going in on this thing together? Do you have investors?
I wish I did.
I think this is a great idea. And then trampolines right next to it.
Ali can't get over the bouncy house thing.
Well, you know, we can have a kids section that serve non-alcoholic beverages.
But trampolines aren't just for kids. They're for adults, too. I will sit there and eat popcorn while I watch drunk people jump on trampolines.
One of the first things I wanted to do when I went to Vegas for the first time a couple years ago
was
go to Top Golf.
Oh, because it's so much fun to play golf because there's like little chips in the golf balls.
It's such a cool place. And they're building one. Well, they have built one in Auburn Hills.
Okay.
You've probably seen it passing by.
Yeah.
But they say finally they're going to do the grand opening. They're going to announce when it will be next week. We're getting closer to your Chase Rice tickets. And also we were talking about Chili's and Hard Rock closing down in downtown and asked, what do you want to see replace it?
Right.
A lot of ideas. And then we just found out Tim McGraw is opening his own business in Nashville.
Is it another bar?
It's not a bar, though.
Oh. Well, now you've piqued my interest.
We'll tell you what it is in less than 10 minutes, and maybe we can get him to open that in one of those locations in Detroit.
Okay.
Tim McGraw is opening up a new business in Nashville, and surprisingly,
it's not
a bar.
Yeah, thank God, because everyone's got a bar.
Yeah, Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, they all have bars. But Tim, he's opening up a fitness center.
Oh, because he loves working out.
He's
that
super
makes sense.
Into fitness. It's called TruMav.
What?
TruMav Fitness.
How do you spell that?
I don't understand the name. TruMav.
Oh, well, okay.
Hey, that one there is for our buddy Joel Delbusky.
Hi, Joel.
And we thought that the kid vacuum cleaner was the perfect Christmas gift because it's good for you and your child.
Right, but we think we may have it beat.
We have found a better Christmas gift.
We're
going to tell you what it is coming up in minutes.
Oh,
what? It takes you back a little bit there. A little throwback Thursday.
It really does. What, 1993 or 94?
I have no idea, but it's old. And you know what else is old?
1982. I don't know. What else?
The great Christmas gift that we found for you, but it's got a new improvement.
It's got a little bit of technology added to it. And it is?
The Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Oh, this is also from the 90s. You know, that was the fish that sang...
Yeah.
Take me to the river.
But now guess what?
Uh-huh.
Big Mouth Billy.
Yeah.
Is compatible with Alexa.
Oh, no.
So when you talk to Alexa and she talks back, it'll be the fish talking to you.
This is fantastic.
I want one of these for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you might have saw this already today, but it's causing a lot of outrage.
What outrage?
The girl who named her daughter ABCDE.
Oh, yeah.
Pronounced Ab City.
Yes. People are really mad about this.
Well, they're more mad because of the flight attendant or person who posted it and made fun of her.
It's a twofer mad. They're like mad at the flight attendant, and then they're also mad at the mom for naming her this.
So I don't want to tell anyone what to do.
Right.
But I do feel like I got a baby on the way here in April.
You're thinking about names.
When we're thinking about names,
mm-hmm.
I also think about how will these kids make fun of my kid if I name it this.
Oh, okay.
Because kids are brutal. A, B, C, D, E, probably gonna get made fun of.
Okay, so this is kind of like when we were having our son, our family last name is Bomber, so his last name was gonna be Bomber. And I wanted to name my child Una. Like uniform.
That is so terrible.
And I was like,
are you kidding me?
I just thought it would be kind of funny. Like, maybe not for real. My husband was like, that is absolutely not funny, Holly. I was like, where's the sense of humor these days?
Now his name's Johnny Bomber.
Now it's Johnny Bomber.
And now he's going to be known as the John Bomber, the guy who blows up the bathroom.
I was a lose-lose situation anyway.
We do have the most popular baby names of 2018, though. We're going to tell you the number one coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Right. Born
Kyle. If you heard the story about the poor little girl who was named Ab City.
A, B, C, D, E.
Yep. A, B, C, D, E.
A, B, C, D, E.
Well, I feel bad for the girl because...
I mean, you can spell it easy. I mean, everybody knows their ABCs. That's easy. How do you spell your name? Well, A, B, C, D, E.
I suppose, but the person that at the airport make fun of them, and it's a big deal.
Right.
But you gotta think about names and how kids are going to get made fun of at school. But it brings us to the top names of 2018, which I don't see any of these making fun of names.
Usually, well, not the actual first name, but if you can pair a good first name with a good last name where you can make like a couple jokes with it, that's good.
Yes. like, I can't believe some people that name their kid like the same first name as the last name, like Richard Richardson or something.
Oh, I've never seen that. I actually have a friend named Penny Nichols. Hi, Penny Nichols.
Well,
it's a real person.
The top name for the boys for 2018, Jackson, Liam, Noah, Aiden, and Caden.
Okay.
And for the girls, Sophia, Olivia, Emma, Ava, and Isabella.
Oh, see, those are all nice names. That's cute.
I have to consider some of these now.
I think, why? Because you don't want to name your child like everybody else? Or
I don't know. Well, we're trying to figure out a name. We haven't agreed on anything.
How about ABCDE?
We'll do FG.
Okay.
Just FG.
All right,
FGL,
like
maybe, Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, well, there you go.
Robin Holly, afternoons on 99.5 WYCD.